There was some solid economic news today from the world of retail and manufacturing. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 17th day of May. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again. In other news, the FBI is issuing warnings for shoppers at Walmart and Kroger. Meanwhile, the buyer of the Trump-fostered Truth Social is being reminded of a Trump trend. What's behind the strange behavior of Elon Musk when it comes to Twitter? We've got some thoughts about that. More staff reductions at Netflix. A Chinese airline cancels a 100-airplane order for Boeing. We've got the Wall Street Report and wear your Zoom outfit to work. Day was today. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training. To achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the business news headlines for a Tuesday afternoon. And we are coming to you this week from sunny Florida. Grateful that you are along for the ride. Hey, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, for once, we've got some good data, and the markets reacted. First up, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank would raise interest rates by 0.5% over the next several meetings, dashing thoughts that the Fed would increase at a higher rate. Meanwhile, Fox News is reporting that retail sales data for April rose 0.9% despite inflation, while industrial production rose 1.1% and manufacturing output up by 0.8%, all better than expected, suggesting an improving economy. All of that did move the markets higher, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. There have been a number of disturbing incidents at both Walmart and Kroger, so much so that the FBI has issued several warnings. No, we are not making this up. Best Life is reporting that in just the past few weeks, there was a fatal shooting at a Walmart in North Carolina and a major theft of nearly $2,000 worth of merchandise at a Walmart in Louisiana. At Kroger, a security guard trying to stop thieves at a store in Tennessee was dragged by a vehicle, and a Kroger employee at another store in Tennessee was arrested after firing shots at a customer in the parking lot last month. In 2016, police officers across the U.S. complained about the concentration of crime at Walmart stores. According to data from the FBI, there's been an increase in the trend of active shooter incidents taking place at grocery stores in the past several years, just like that tragic May 14 shooting in a Buffalo, New York supermarket. The agency reported there have been a 100% increase in active shooter incidents since 2016, with 40 shootings occurring in the year of 2020 alone. When looking closer at places of commerce, officials noticed two nationwide companies that appear to be a common target. They are, yes, Walmart and Kroger. According to CNBC, the two companies took a public stance against guns in 2019, asking shoppers not to carry open-carried guns in any of their stores. Walmart and Kmart said that even in states where open-carry laws allow them to do so, customers should not bring guns into their stores unless authorized by law enforcement officers. Two problem areas for Walmart and Kroger. So there you have it. Meanwhile, in a related story, President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden have visited the makeshift memorial for victims of the Buffalo mass shooting before meeting with grieving families. Dr. Biden placed flowers at the site and both observed a moment of silence for the 10 people killed. Buffalo's police commissioner has called the rampage an absolute racist hate crime. Among those killed was security guard Aaron Salter, who the mayor called a hero for engaging the suspect, as well as a 77-year-old substitute teacher, Pearl Young. An 18-year-old suspect has been charged with first-degree murder and pled not guilty. Authorities told CNN the suspect traveled for hours targeting a specific zip code and scouted the supermarket before the shooting. There have been more than 200 mass shooting incidents in the United States so far this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. Investors in Truth Social, that's the social media network created by former President Donald Trump, is being reminded of the many business failures assigned to Mr. Trump. Business Insider is reporting that after being kicked off Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube early in 2021, former President Donald Trump pledged to launch his own social media platform. And about 13 months later, on February 21 of this year, he did just that with the launch of Truth Social. Trump Media and Technology Group, that's the company behind Truth Social, pitches his app as an alternative to the big social media platforms which banned President Trump for exciting violence during the U.S. Capitol insurrection on January 6 of 2021. Well, the signs so far are that Truth Social is a flop. Since it launched, downloads and time spent on the app have trended downwards. It has slumped from being the number one downloaded app on Apple's U.S. App Store to number 173, according to an analysis by SimilarWeb. Now, the company buying Donald Trump's social network, Truth Social, has warned investors about the former president's history of bankruptcies and business failures. In a regulatory filing, Digital World Acquisition Corporation highlighted the bankruptcies of Trump Taj Mahal, Trump Plaza, and Trump Castle, and the failures of Trump University, Trump Vodka, and Trump Steaks, among others. Digital World said in its filing, quote, "A number of companies that were associated with President Trump have filed for bankruptcy, and there can be no assurances that TMTG will not also become bankrupt," end quote. Two words, buyer beware. Sticking in the world of social media, what exactly is behind the strange behavior of Elon Musk when it comes to Twitter? Slate is reporting that the list of things Elon has done since agreeing to buy Twitter in late April, well, in a word, seems to be unhinged. That week that he agreed to buy Twitter, he tweeted a meme with the face of Twitter's top lawyer on it, accusing the social media company of left-wing bias, and immediately unleashed a harassment campaign on the executive by the most annoying of Musk's 80 million followers. He had already signed a contract that said he could not disparage the company or any of its representatives. A few weeks later, long after Musk had waived standard due diligence rights to look under the hood of Twitter's business in detail, he tweeted that the deal was temporarily on hold, which, as Bloomberg's Matt Levine put it, is not a thing. Again, he already agreed to buy the thing and signed a contract that imposed a high standard of him getting out without paying a $1 billion breakup fee. Musk then feared that more of Twitter's users are bots than the company had previously disclosed, even though Twitter has been quite clear that its bot estimates are just those. Estimates. Experts have not identified a leg to stand on here. On Monday, in response to a thread about the same issue by Twitter's CEO, Musk simply tweeted an emoji of poop. It would be interesting to see if a judge rules on whether the poop emoji in Twitter's replies constitutes disparagement of a Twitter representative. So what's up? Well, some believe that Musk is deliberate in attempting to drive the price of Twitter down so he can save money and buy on the down low, rather than on the high of $44 billion. Amid more troubles, Netflix has laid off more workers. CNBC is reporting that Netflix is laying off around 150 employees across the company. The estimated positions represent less than 2% of the streamer's 11,000 staffers, with most of those cuts happening here in the U.S. The staff reductions, which were expected, came less than a month after Netflix reported its first subscriber loss in a decade and forecast future losses in the next quarter. Shares of the company, by the way, are down by nearly 70% since January. And there's some bad news out there for Boeing. According to Bloomberg, China Southern Airlines has removed more than 100 of its 737 MAX jets from its fleet plans due to uncertainty over deliveries. China Southern Airlines expects to take delivery of 78 aircraft through 2024, and that is down from 181 in its previous forecast back in March. China Southern had reportedly previously drafted plans to quickly expand its 737 MAX fleet, with 39 jets due to arrive this year. Now, the removal could be a fresh setback for the U.S. plane maker, which has been struggling with orders from China, its biggest overseas market, amid worsening relations between Washington and Beijing in recent years. But it was a banner day on Wall Street, as the Dow gained a whopping 431 points on the day to close at 32,654, while technology stocks on the NASDAQ picked up 321 points to close at 11,984. And the broad market S&P 500, that added 80 points and change to close at 4088. Stocks have been taking a beating over the past several months due to a host of issues from geopolitical to COVID. Today's fresh data from the Commerce Department showed some positive economic signs as U.S. shoppers increased retail spending in April, and both factory orders and manufacturing increased as well. And finally, there is this. Admit it. When it was time for yet another countless work Zoom call during these past couple of years, you wore business up top, pajama party down below. Well, one RBC Wealth Management office decided to have fun with this and had employees wear their Zoom outfits to work in the office. The rest has become viral history. The employees showed up wearing suits and professional clothing from the waist up, while clad in flip-flops, pajamas, and shorts waist down. How fun could that be? And one says the folks at RBC Wealth Management don't know how to have a good time. Pshaw, right? All right, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.